Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. It's Friday, and as we head to the weekend, let's focus on a vital member of our school community, and that is our school librarian. Often our librarians are the heart of the school. They play a very crucial role in fostering literacy and promoting a love of reading, and they also provide essential resources for both students and teachers. So today we're going to explore a little bit on how to provide some effective feedback to our librarians that helps guide their learning development and ultimately enhances their impact with the entire school community. Now, we know that effective feedback is more than just a pat on the back or a quick good job. It's about providing specific, actionable insights that help our staff grow and improve. So when we talk about librarians, we want to start by establishing that culture of open communication and trust. Let our librarian know that you value their contributions and are invested in their professional development. Try to schedule some regular check-ins, both formal and informal, and we want to discuss their work, their challenges, and their goals. This is going to help create a safe space for open dialogue and feedback. Now, when we are providing feedback, be very specific and focus on observable behaviors and outcomes. Instead of saying, you know, great job with the library, maybe try something like, you know, I really appreciate how you organize the new graphic novel section. It's visually appealing and it's already attracted many students. Or instead of like the library programs are good, offer specific feedback on a recent event. Maybe something like the author visit that you organized was a huge success. The students were so engaged and it sparked a lot of excitement about reading. Just remember to balance positive feedback with constructive suggestions for improvement. And when we do, focus on specific areas where our librarian can grow and develop. Like if you've noticed that maybe the library website, if that's part of their responsibilities, maybe it isn't updated regularly. You could say, I've noticed that the library website hasn't been updated. Perhaps we could explore ways to streamline that process or maybe even delegate some of those tasks to some student volunteers. If you're looking to enhance collaboration between your librarian and teachers, maybe suggest, I'm wondering if we could explore ways to better integrate library resources into classroom instruction. Perhaps you could co-teach a lesson with a teacher or create thematic book displays or things that are linked to current classroom topics. Just be sure to provide that feedback in a timely manner while the experience is still fresh in everyone's mind. It helps our librarians reflect on the feedback and make adjustments as needed, just like it is for any other staff member. And then also be open to receiving some feedback ourselves. I would ask our librarians how I can better support their work and create a conducive environment for their success. It not only demonstrates my commitment to their growth, but it also helps to foster this collaborative relationship. Now, furthermore, consider providing opportunities for that professional development that preferably align with our librarian's goals and the school's needs. This can include attending conferences or participating in online courses, or even visiting other school libraries to observe best practices. For example, if our librarian is interested in incorporating more technology into library programs, I would support them in attending a conference on digital literacy or exploring some online tools for creative interactive learning experiences. Maybe I just get them somebody who can run the library for a day and do the managerial tasks while they just have the opportunity to sit in front of a computer and explore. Whatever's going to work to be able to meet their needs. Finally, just don't forget to remember to recognize and celebrate their achievements. Acknowledge their hard work, dedication, and the positive impact they have on the school community. It's going to help boost morale. It's going to help foster a sense of appreciation and, of course, encourage continued growth and development. But really, just by providing some specific, timely, and supportive feedback, we can empower our school librarian to thrive and make an even greater contribution to our school's success. As the American Library Association states, school librarians are essential to ensuring that students are effective users of ideas and information. Let's invest in their growth and help empower them to be the best they can be. That's your Morning Boost for today. I encourage you to reflect on a few of these strategies and consider how we can provide effective feedback to our school librarians. Have a wonderful Friday and have a restful weekend. You have certainly earned it. Thanks again for tuning into your Morning Boost this week. If you have time for a quick rating and review to help us keep this mission going, we would certainly appreciate it. Outside of that, have a great Friday, and we will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.